Welcome to the brightest audience in the nation to the Bob Enyart Live February Telethon. During our telethon this month, we're offering a free gift, Bob's video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, when you become a new subscriber to any of our monthly subscriptions. Our newest product, our monthly sermon audios on standard compact disc, allows you to listen to the sermon on any CD player, including the one in your car. You can also get the monthly sermons on MP3 CD, or you can get the video version of the monthly sermon videos on DVD. Bob's monthly Bible studies are now available on DVD or MP3 CD. These are great for starting your own family Bible study or a neighborhood Bible study. And Bob's monthly topical videos give you a new topical video each month, and with the best of Bob, you can get the best 8 Bob Enyart Live shows every month. By becoming a new subscriber to any of Bob's monthly products, making a new monthly donation of $20 or more, or a one-time donation of $50, you'll receive the video series, Having a Great Prayer Life, free of charge, special this month for the Bob Enyart Live February Telethon.
One warning, there's truth up ahead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyart Live.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm in stunned disbelief.
Stunned?
Stunned disbelief.
Why? What's happening?
I'm looking at a picture taken in Times Square.
Oh, New York City.
In Manhattan.
It is. It's stunning.
Folks, if you haven't done it yet, go to AmericanRTL.org, the homepage for American Right to Life. That's AmericanRTL.org.
Was this Photoshopped?
That was my initial suspicion, that this had to be Photoshopped, because how could this happen?
And it's not Photoshopped. This is an actual photograph from Times Square last week. This is a significant development.
So one of the large electronic billboards in Times Square has a large picture of a cancerous lesion.
Yeah.
On a woman's breast. It's a picture of a breast cancer victim.
Yeah.
And above it says,
and you see like her arm.
Yeah, it's a horrible.
And just part of her body. So
right,
it's not
her, yeah.
It's not in any way inappropriate,
no.
But it's horrifying.
It's graphic.
It's graphic. It's horrifying to see this image of what breast cancer really is.
Above this picture, this giant full color picture in Times Square on the electronic billboard of these words. American Right to Life suspects Komen cuts off Planned Parenthood for breast cancer abortion link in Times Square.
In Times Square, American Right to Life suspects Komen cuts off Planned Parenthood for breast cancer abortion link. Doug, we got the inside story on this. American Right to Life sent out a press release, and that press release led to multiple reports from Fox News.
I read an article on the Fox News website.
And it was on literally hundreds of news outlets. It was in the healthcare industry. And this is very significant. Rush Limbaugh spent time on Friday talking about the link between abortion and breast cancer.
Rush Limbaugh.
Rush Limbaugh.
Now, if he keeps doing hard-hitting stories like this, he might have a future in the radio business.
He just might.
That's incredible. Rush Limbaugh,
so
actually.
Well, 5 years ago, he mentioned the link.
Okay.
5 years ago, and then that was it.
And that's good?
That was good that he mentioned the link,
yeah.
But he dropped the ball. But what he added this time, and I think we should analyze it, because our producer has been, I don't know if he has it ready yet, but he's been getting just the excerpts from Rush on Friday, where he talked about the link between abortion and breast cancer.
Wow.
But Rush said that even he overlooked the fact that there was a conflict of interest between Komen and Planned Parenthood.
Rush called it a conflict of interest.
Well, and,
wow.
And, you know, Rush's shtick is his ego, right?
Yeah.
For Bill O'Reilly, it's not a shtick.
No, it's real.
But for Rush, it's a shtick.
Yeah, I think so.
And in even with his shtick, he's like, even the great L. Rushbo overlooked the conflict between Komen and Planned Parenthood, because Komen is trying to reduce breast cancer.
Right.
And Planned Parenthood is increasing it undeniably based on the science.
Wow. So we're going to hear from Rush. I know, I don't want to make you nervous, Mr. Producer. Finish there. I want to mention the telethon. We are in the midst
of... The Bob Enyart Live?
Yeah, the Bob Enyart Live radio telethon to keep Bob Enyart on the internet worldwide for another year. We're trying to raise $30
million.
$30,000.
$30,000.
If we raise $30 million, we won't send it back. We're approaching $10,000. We're at $9,400 approximately.
Wow, $9,400 thanks to our audience.
So a mere $600 donation, if you've got that, that would push us over $10,000 for the day, and that would make us pretty happy. And if you can write a check for $20,000, we'll stop talking about the telethon altogether for the rest of the month, right?
We'll end the telethon. We'll have reached our goal.
Amen.
And it's so important to help us. If you enjoy the show, if you want it to continue, and we reach out via kgov.com to the whole internet.
Yeah.
People around the world.
And we just had someone call and order the plot. They just called and ordered the plot. A brand new person, never exposed to this ministry.
The plot, that's my life's work, an overview of the Bible.
Easily worth $5,000.
Oh.
One copy is worth $5,000.
Oh.
Yeah, easily. And you're giving it away for what, $50?
$50.
People might as well be hitting you over the head and just taking it.
So if anybody could help us, at 1-800-8-ENYART. 1-800-836-9278, or go online, kgov.com. You could give a one-time donation, purchase some of our materials.
Subscribe to
DVDs.
Some of the monthly programs.
Our sermons are available on audio CD.
Every book of the
DVDs,
Bible. Well, not every
books,
book yet.
So many. Books of the Bible, yeah. Verse-by-verse studies. And we've got Greg Jackson's book, We Won't Get Fooled Again.
Oh, yes.
For a gift of $100, we have a signed copy.
Greg put a note. It's a $100 minimum to get the signed copy. If you want to donate more, we will accept that.
Okay.
And we'll still send you the
All
book.
Right. So, should we listen?
So, I want to hear this from Rush himself.
It goes with the photograph of the Jumbotron on Times Square that American Right to Life suspects Komen cuts off Planned Parenthood for breast cancer abortion link. Doug, the whole media was talking about Komen and Planned Parenthood.
2 weeks of sustained media coverage. Yes.
No one was talking about the link between abortion and breast cancer except for our own pro-life personhood inside circle.
Right, yeah.
That was it. We were talking about it.
Sure, and we've known about it for years and have been shouting it from the rooftops
right.
for years.
Now, American Right to Life, if you write an email and you send it to a reporter at the LA Times, are they going to see your email?
No.
Probably not. So American Right to Life wrote a one-page press release and spent $2,000 through PR Newswire for them to email out the press release. It went to 2,100 health industry reporters, journalists, editors, and it went to the mainstream radio, TV, print media folks in the U.S.
Okay.
And
so everybody
ended up on Times Square and on Fox News twice.
Wow.
So now let's listen, and I think you and I could interact.
I'm definitely probably going to have some comments on what Mr. Limbaugh has to say.
Yeah, so we'll think through what Rush Limbaugh said on Friday. Is that Rush?
It's the Pretenders back to Ohio. He confiscated
Think about how far we've come, folks, in just 3 years. Just 3 years. We've gone from birth control abortion is a matter of conscience that we cannot impose on anyone. To birth control and abortion is a human right that everybody must get for free.
Stop the tape. All right. Rush is making a good point.
That's a pretty good point.
When Obamacare was being sold, everyone was told that, well, for one, it's definitely not going to fund abortion.
Of course not.
And it's not going to pay for medical care for illegal aliens.
Oh, no, never would do that.
And we said on Bob Enyart Live at the time, you said it, I said it, that Obamacare will pay for abortions for illegal aliens.
That was the prediction.
It will do it all, and it has been doing it.
Right.
States, including, for example, Pennsylvania, have been designating money under the Obamacare rubric for abortion. And now we have Obama saying, by the way, it's also going to cover abortifacient drugs for everybody.
Euphemistically described in the mainstream media as contraception, but it's nothing could be further from the truth.
Yeah, we're talking about Plan B, the morning after pill.
This was a pill designed to kill an unborn child to prevent implantation, not to prevent fertilization.
So this can be used for, they say, 2-3 days afterward.
Right.
And if there was conception, fertilization, so that you have a tiny little boy or girl, this will kill that child by making the womb a hostile environment so it will not implant.
And that's not contraception.
No.
That's abortion.
That's an abortifacient.
Chemical
abortion.
So,
good point for starters. 3 years ago, we're told, well, Obamacare has nothing. We would never think of imposing the funding of abortion on people of conscience.
Right.
People who believe that life is sacred from God. We would never think of it. Things have changed in 3 years.
They sure have.
Right. Same thing happens with Republicans.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Well, there's only one Republican governor who's actually instituted a government-funded abortion. That was Republican Mitt Romney.
Oh, Mitt Romney did that.
He's the only one so
far. He did that.
Yeah.
And homosexual marriage.
There's that,
too. He did that.
Yeah.
And when the Romney pro-family apologist defend him and say he had no choice, Doug, they're lying.
They're lying.
The ones who are educated, they're just lying. They're not confused. They are lying.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, okay, so let's continue with Rush.
They want it. Now, what other benefits are we entitled to for free?
Later in the program.
Sound, but this is a woman I was referring to in the first hour, and this is becoming, it's always been part of the sales technique in the pro-abort crowd of the Democrat Party, that pregnancy is a health risk, and abortion saves women's lives. Hmm. Nobody ever talks about what happens to the baby. Do they?
No.
Not because it's an unviable tissue mass anyway. Nobody ever talks about that.
Stop the tape. Stop the tape. Doug, do you remember years ago, Rush would include as a regular theme of his program the horror of abortion?
Yes, I remember he used to do the caller abortion on the air.
Caller abortions.
Yeah.
Now, we should describe that for the audience because Rush doesn't do that any longer, nor does he spend much time at all talking about child killing, and it's one of the ways he built his audience.
It really is. It endeared him to millions of people.
Right. Just like when Ronald Reagan, I remember the exit polls when Reagan was reelected, landslide, and the number one issue was that Reagan was pro-life against abortion.
That's right.
That was the number one issue, double-digit advantage over his opponent. And pro-lifers have done so much to put thousands of politicians in office, get hundreds, if not thousands, of judges on the bench, and raised billions of dollars for Republicans.
Billions with a B.
Yeah. And we have Rush Limbaugh, who really, a significant part of his early success that brought him over the top and onto the national stage was his relentless condemnation of abortion.
Yes.
Once he hit it really big, that issue dropped off his radar to where it hardly comes up except opportunistically when he could use it against a favorite target group, whether it's feminist or Obama or somebody.
A pretty good analysis. That's a pretty cogent analysis of exactly what happened. His caller abortion was a vacuum sucking sound with a scream in the background.
Yeah.
And then it sounded like a flushing toilet.
So a caller would be on hold for 45 minutes, 2 hours. Now, the longest we ever kept a caller on hold, Bob and Your Live used to be a nightly 1 hour TV show.
Lots of fun.
And radio.
Yeah.
And when I would have to travel, we'd go to Israel and we'd pre-produce 5 shows in a night.
Right.
So back to back, 5 hours straight, 90 seconds between shows. Once we did 7 hours and we had a skinhead from Aurora, Colorado, call in. He wanted to be the first caller on the first show.
Sure.
We put him on hold. And at the end of the show said, "Skinhead, are you still there?" "Yeah, I'm still here." "Hold on." We kept him on hold for 7 hours. That might have been the longest anyone in talk show history.
That could be a record.
Has been kept on hold. But Rush would keep a caller on hold for a couple hours, especially a pro-choice caller.
Yeah.
That's what they call themselves. And then he would just start to take the call, and he would all of a sudden it'd be interrupted by a caller abortion.
A caller abortion.
And he would abort the call.
Yep.
And it was hard. It was a It was a vacuum cleaner because Planned Parenthood does suction aspiration abortions.
Right, where they tear the child apart with suction devices.
Right.
Yeah.
And you could see it on ultrasound as the abortion is taking place. You see the suction tube grabbing the baby's leg and literally ripping the baby's leg off his body. The baby 2 minutes earlier was sucking his thumb, mm-hmm. grabbing his toes. They sleep, they dream, they know their mother's voice. Planned Parenthood, other abortionists, dismember, they rip the baby apart.
And that's the truth about abortion. Abortion, by the way, is a euphemism for child killing. It's child murder. You
right.
could say butchering children would
yeah.
be much more appropriate than the word abortion.
Yeah.
But Rush used to, did a very good job of making the point about what abortion really was.
And he aborted the caller, so he'd do caller abortions. Then he would ask, well, when does a call become a call?
That's right.
When does a call become a call? Is it when the person picks up the phone and dials?
Mm-hmm. Or is it when the line connects? Or is it when the screener clears the call?
Right. There's or is it when the host, L. Rushbo, takes the call?
Mm-hmm.
When does a call become a call? And so he would do caller abortions. And they were chilling, actually. It was chilling.
It was fairly brilliant radio.
Yeah. And for somebody who's been trying to get through to a national show for 8 months.
Yeah.
People would try. Some people tried for years
to
get onto Rush's show as a caller, and they finally get through. And you think all that's been invested in this call, and then Rush is aborting the caller out of convenience.
That's right.
Just opportunistically to do what he wants to do. Mm-hmm. No concern for the caller.
Just exercising his freedom of choice.
Yes.
Yeah.
So it was powerful.
It was.
But not only did he stop doing caller abortions, which if he did one, it would be stunning.
It would be headline news these days.
It'd be headline news.
Shock the world.
And his audience, I mean, and if he talked about it for a week, he would get a bump in his ratings for that week.
Oh, yeah.
He would.
Oh, there would be tremendous controversy.
Yeah, it happens. But he's backed off of fighting to show how wicked child killing is.
Mm-hmm.
He does bring it up.
He
so anyway,
back to Rush.
Anybody seen the statistics, the medical research on breast cancer and abortion? Have you seen there is a linkage, abortion and breast cancer? It exists. What are you saying it doesn't? It does. It most certainly does. What? You never heard of that? There are they've looked into it for years. The correlation of abortion to breast cancer. The incidence of breast cancer is higher in women who've had abortions.
Stop the tape. Stop the tape.
I thought that was fairly interesting that his call screener, whoever the guy is in the background he always talks to, had never heard of it.
Yeah. Now, could I ask you about that?
Sure.
That certainly could have happened.
Yeah.
But generally, Rush is not talking to his call screener when he's talking to his call screener.
Oh, he's not?
No.
No? You think that's a gimmick?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's okay.
Yeah, yeah, I suppose.
Well,
is it disingenuous in some
no,
way? Dishonest?
No.
Not really.
No.
Maybe he's talking to himself.
It's an effect. It's like an author who's writing a short story and he includes a dialogue. A Socratic dialogue is not necessarily representative of two actual people debating.
Oh.
It's Socrates telling a story, and here's these people. Like Euthyphro's dilemma.
Right.
He's a prosecutor. He's using people to represent two sides. So Rush does that frequently.
Well, like I said, he could have a future in this business if he keeps going after these hard-hitting issues.
He could.
It'd be good.
And when he says, well, you've never heard of that?
Yeah,
because a lot of people have just never heard that abortion is a major risk factor for breast cancer. And then those who have heard it, they tend to believe Wikipedia instead of the dozens of scientific studies. They believe Wikipedia that there are probably aliens and there's probably no link. Those things.
Well, so Rush used a rhetorical device to make a point that most people haven't heard of it.
Right.
He's pretty good on the radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He has a future.
Yeah.
But okay, let's hear.
By the way, the story here is 2007. I've had a number of people tell me they didn't know, they hadn't heard about this link to abortion and breast cancer. Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons, this 2007 now. Journal of American Physicians and Surgeons published a study yesterday entitled The Breast Cancer Epidemic. It showed that among seven risk factors, abortion is the best predictor of breast cancer. Fertility is also a useful predictor. The study by Patrick Carroll of PAPRI, PAPRI in London, showed that countries with higher abortion rates, England and Wales, could expect a substantial increase in breast cancer incidence.
Stop the tape. Stop the tape. So, Doug, Rush mentioned this 5 years ago.
Right.
And he's not a novice broadcaster.
No.
So American Right to Life's press release is out all over the internet. It's on over 100 news sites. It's got the Times Square photo of abortion and the headline.
Right.
Two stories on Fox News. And he's too smart to just quote from the press release.
Of course.
Because yeah. special interest groups, they do tend to stretch the truth.
Yes.
And if he just quotes from a press release, he's liable to, you know, spread misinformation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So he goes into his own archives of his own research. There are dozens of studies.
Well, there's so many.
So yeah. he finds the one he's already reported on, which is fine. In the press release, we refer to a new study in which the lead researcher at the National Cancer Institute, Dr. Louise Brinton, reversed herself.
Mm.
She's the one who organized the conference for the National Cancer Institute. This is the big group
right.
that said there's no link between abortion and breast cancer.
Mm.
So when Craig Silverman on KHOW Radio, have you ever heard of KHOW?
Well, maybe. Is that television? Is that on the internet? Is that on
It's a Denver radio
station. Is that on Rhapsody?
Station.
Okay.
And Craig
I'll
Silverman,
take your word.
He's a pro-abort, tragically.
Yeah.
So when he says he went to Wikipedia, there's no link. And he says, we know there's no link because the National Cancer Institute says there's no link.
Right.
And then he lists a couple other groups. Well, the NCI's lead researcher on this topic who organized the conference Craig Silverman is referring to has reversed herself and published in a Referee Journal article that induced abortion is a significant risk factor for breast cancer.
So Craig is maybe a novice and he didn't do his research, or maybe he's just willfully ignorant.
Yeah. Yeah, could
maybe,
be.
Maybe he's willfully
ignorant. So let's hear a little more. So that's why Rush went back to what was tried and true, a study he's already had. It's
yeah.
in his research.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Let's continue.
Where abortion rates are low, Northern Ireland, the Irish Republic, a smaller increase in breast cancer is expected. And this is based on studies. This guy used the same mathematical model for a previous forecast of numbers of breast cancer in future years for England and Wales. This is by no means the only story that's ever been published on this. It's quite common. Now, not in the
right.
drive-by media, but...
But I'm Bob and you're alive.
I know about it.
Yeah.
It's happening. And there is, I don't know how many different links I've seen, different studies.
It's undeniable.
Who went ballistic the first time I did them?
The pro boards.
I do remember first mentioning this 5 or 6 years ago. And,
I seem
and of
to
course,
recall it.
Any time you succeed in piercing the protective cocoon in which the left lives, they act like stuck pigs. Anytime you come up with a winning pro-life argument, they go batty.
Yeah.
They go nuts. And this, one of the unspoken controversies, by the way, between the Susan Komen Foundation and Planned Parenthood, you got it. Even I fail to make this connection. But folks, you've got Komen, which is a foundation trying to eliminate or reduce breast cancer. Now you got Planned Parenthood, which is conducting abortions, which lead to an increase in breast cancer. And
stop
the president.
The tape.
Wow.
So, Doug.
Stunning.
Yeah. So, Rush says, even I failed to recognize the irony, the conflict of interest, that Komen wants to reduce breast cancer and Planned Parenthood is increasing it.
Mm.
And so that was. The opportunity that American Right to Life saw was you strike while the iron is hot.
Right, because there was all this sustained media coverage and hysterics on the left.
Right.
So it was a great opportunity. And, you know, maybe 10 million people heard that. Maybe more.
Yeah.
Heard that.
Yeah, millions of people would be listening to 1 hour. That was in Russia's second hour on Friday. So millions of people would be tuned in. And of course, many of them want to know the truth, and they're going to go and Google it.
Yeah.
And a lot of them are going to find American Right to Life and the links to the massive amount of scientific research showing the link.
Mm. And Rush talked about piercing the protective cocoon. Mm. And I really believe that if the facade that Planned Parenthood has constructed so carefully over the past century, once that begins to crack and people really start to find out what they're about, how they operate, what they actually do, that house of cards could come down very quickly. I pray that that's the truth, because the truth is terrifying once you actually see it.
Yeah. So, Doug, this is something that we've been doing on Bob and Your Life for so many years.
20 years.
Just trying to get people to recognize the fundamentals. There is a God, and we're not him.
That's the big one.
I debate people who think they're God.
Oh, yeah?
Right? There is a God, and you're not him.
Yeah, exactly.
And he made us in his image, in his likeness. He said, do not kill the innocent.
Yes.
Children in the womb are referred to as children in the Bible.
That's right, on more than one occasion in the Bible.
Doug, someone in our audience used the Contact Us form on kgov.com and said, I've been searching in my Bible for any reference to abortion, and I can't find anything. And so Daryl Berkey, who does
the research
here at KGov, Daryl replied and said, please check out the Bible and abortion at American Right to Life's website.
Yeah.
And that's a good place to start.
So many questions that you people might have about right and wrong, abortion, and justice, and any... American Right to Life has an amazing amount of. Before you call and ask a question, just go there and search that site first. You might be surprised.
Certainly on that topic. Yeah. And anything you're wondering about what the Bible says on abortion, actually, I think it's a comprehensive article. And it's got a clickable table of contents. So you could jump right to the section you're interested in. Like the fetus in the womb is referred to as a child. And you'll get all the Bible verses on that.
Now, the word abortion does not appear in any translation.
Well, the Bible was written in Hebrew and in Greek, so we speak English.
Right.
But it does talk about killing a child in the womb and the punishment for that.
Right.
If it's done as part of a crime and it's an unintended result of the commission of a crime, then the criminal is to be put to death.
Wow, that's pretty severe.
If he accidentally kills an unborn child as he's committing a crime.
Yeah. So the Bible does address it. And Rush Limbaugh addressed the abortion breast cancer link. Praise the Lord.
Yeah. And hey, everybody out there, we really need your help to keep Bob and Yurt live on the internet for another year. 800-8-NYURT or kgov.com. Thank you, Doug McBurney.
Thanks,
God
Bob.
Bless you guys.